I'll tell you what, boys, the Greyhound Super Series returns. The Sportsbet Dapto Megastar, 8th of December. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858. Let's get the cash king.
I like our next guest.
Let's get him on the cat. We call him the cash king after last week's performance. Gamble responsibly.
He makes me feel confident. He always makes you feel confident with his tips.
I've got to admit, I hadn't had much confidence until last week. He's on the line. Simon Orchard. Hello, mates.
Boys, yeah, thanks for that. Nice build-up. Look, my my motto, both in tipping and in life, fake it till you make it. So we had a couple of good ones last week, and hopefully we can continue tonight, but also this weekend. You mentioned that Dapto Megastar heats tomorrow, the Newcastle Cup heats on Friday, and then, of course, the finals of both those events next week. So plenty happening, boys. As I always say, plenty of great feature racing and a lot of money up for grabs for our trainers and participants here in New South Wales.
I did that my whole career. I faked it till I made it. Now, Simon, we've been interviewing a few greyhound trainers this week about one of the big events in Queensland on Thursday night, December 1. And the same question I'm going to ask you is what Jason Badge and I have asked them. I can't believe the money that is around in greyhounds across the nation at the moment.
Yeah, it's plentiful. I don't know where we get it from. Honestly, I should ask for a pay rise, I reckon, because we're just shelling out left, right and centre. Look, at the end of the day, boys, it's great for our industry, as I said, participants, trainers, owners, breeders. If you want to get into the greyhound game, now's probably a better time than ever. And we've got a great thing sort of coming up, developing in the next couple of months, syndication, boys, which I know a lot of people in horse racing know about. It's basically getting together a group of people to purchase a part or a share in a horse.
Here we go. Yep.
And now the greyhounds are going to roll that out, hopefully, very soon. So now any Tom, Dick or Harry can jump in, hopefully, in the next couple of months and be part of owning a greyhound. And, you know, for those out there that don't have the cash that some of you boys do, we can maybe put it into a greyhound instead of a thoroughbred.
Here we go.
And
this
I imagine
what we've been looking for,
well, it's going to be a lot less expensive than owning a thoroughbred racehorse.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The bills never stop pouring in. Yeah. Dogs laughing.
Yep.
Beautiful. Righto. Hey, Simon, tell us about the heats of the Group 1 Dapto Megastar.
Yeah, spot on. Tomorrow night, we've got these four heats. So first two from each heat will go through to the final. We've got some really good greyhounds engaged as well. Guys, Heat 1, Zipping Kyrios. We all know King Kyrios and Mini Finn. They've been there, done that plenty of times before. Yet to win the Megastar, the Finn Kennel, but Zipping Kyrios is one of the better greyhounds going around. He's at the back end of his career, so probably won't see him too often, but he'll step out in Heat 1. He's the favourite at the moment to take that out. Heat 2, we've got another Finn runner in Gatlin, who's a real superstar, emerging superstar, I should say. He's run really well this year. And another one by the name of Black Chilli, which I like. So just put this in your black book, boys. Each way, Black Chilli tomorrow night, paying around $6.50 and $2 a place. I reckon he's capable of running really well. Also, the back two heats are dominated by the Lord Kennel. We've heard a lot about them in the last couple of months. They seem to win just about every feature race or have a dog running in feature race finals. So they've got Coast Model, who's the favourite in race 7, and then they've got Good Odds Emma, who's favourite in race 8, which is heat 4 of the Dapto Megastar. So, look, plenty of good dogs going around. We've got four really good heats. As I said, the top two will go through to the final, and next week they'll race for $75,000. It's the final Group 1 of the year here in New South Wales. So looking forward to being on track and interviewing hopefully some excited trainers and owners as well.
Yeah, nice work. Now, let's see if you can follow up from last week. Winnie Park tonight, what have you got?
Yeah, look, I really hope that we can...
Don't say I hope. Just go in with confidence, Simon.
Yeah.
All right. How about this? Yep. Race 9, number 7, Cherokee Outlaw just wins. How about that for confidence?
Yep, like it.
I don't think I've ever actually said just wins, and I try to steer away from it, but look, this just sets up really well. Boys, Cherokee Outlaw, as I mentioned, it's a Masters race. So this dog's been racing against free-for-all or non-graded dogs. This is the likes of Zipping Kyrios and his mates for basically the past 10 months. He's now 4 years old, so he steps into this Masters race. He's just superiorly graded. He's better than these dogs. He just needs to step cleanly, and Cherokee Outlaw can win. So that's race 9 on the card tonight, number 7, Cherokee Outlaw. Then if you want another one, race 10, number 1, Kapow. Great name. I think it's just really well boxed down in box 1. It's a really sharp race. It's only a 280-metre race. We don't see a lot of those at Wente Park. But I just think, aided by the inside draw, these Scampers are usually won by dogs towards the inside, and I think Kapow, great name, and a great little dog as well, can win race 10, number one, tonight at Wenty.
Rightio, put us down for one of those syndications. This is what we've been looking for on Sports Day. Ooh. We've even got a name for the greyhounds.
Hey, Mum! The meatloaf! We want it now! Ma, the meatloaf!
You have to shorten
Ma,
that.
The meatloaf.
Ma, the meatloaf. Mm. Yeah.
That's what we're going to call it. So we're ready to go. And we want one that's a winner, not a loser. Sportsbet sure. Dapto Megastar. The best of the best. Battling it out for 75 grand in prize money. 8th of December. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858. Simon, good luck again tonight, mate. Always a pleasure.
Good on you, fellas. Hooray.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, and don't forget you can listen to Sports Day every day from Monday to Thursday, 6 p.m. or 5 p.m. Queensland time.